Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try, and if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email LifeCoachToday at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com. Or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
And I am free. Yes, we are free. We are the light. We are the delight of God. We are healthy. We are whole. We are complete. Right now, we are ready. We've set the intention to remind ourselves that we are the light, that we will be the light as we receive more light. And we experience enlightenment, and we can just flow through life because we're not as heavy anymore. We realize it's not that deep, that all is well, that we have help on the other side. Really no other side, it's just all the side, just different vibrations. But for the mind, we say the other side. Be in the light. You are the light. You are the one, and the one is here. I am the one. Hey, let's do this. Let's expand. Let's grow. Let's multiply the consciousness of truth.
Agape Choir, the Light Chant, inviting you to be in the light and be the light. We'll be right back. It's out of sync. Now, so don't blame me. I'm just saying. The Agape Choir reminding us that we are the way, that we are the light. Just be the light. How do you shine your light? You open your heart. You become more compassionate. You become more kind. You become more gentle, less critical, less judgmental. Not to others, forget that. To yourself. To yourself, less critical, less judgmental. More kindness to yourself. More loving. That's what I'm going to say. More loving and kindness. There you go. Loving kindness. Yes. If it's out of sync, it's not my fault. It ain't my fault. The Agape Choir, thank you, thank you. I love that song. I can't help but sing along. Yes, 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 I know. It doesn't matter what song I play. I just want to sing along. Rebecca tells me, I can just hear you. You want to just let it rip. I know. But I don't want to rip the... Anyway, let's leave that alone. The Agape Choir, agapelife.com is where you can find them. AgapeLive.com. Check out their new website and all the other great things they're doing. They're riding the currency and the flow of revelation. And so they went, and they went beyond the beyond, and they're back to themselves, back to the beginning. And all of us that participated in one way or the other, if it's just a Sunday service, we are back to a whole new consciousness. The truth is, we're back to ourselves. Yeah, let's take a breath. It's been a little bit of running around here in the studio. The lady who fixed my tea didn't show up today, so I'm not happy. So I had to run while the song was playing and make my tea and put some sugar in it and run back. So now I'm kind of sweating. Yeah, let's just invite you into my virtual world, my real world, actually. This is what else was happening. I maybe sounded like, oh, I just been sitting here chilling. No, I wasn't. I was running. I gotta have my tea. Okay, let me put a tea in it so we could bring Lady Celeste. Lady Celeste. Anyway, move right along. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio. Where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because we're here to inspire you and empower you and shake you up a little. If you're comfortable, we shake you up. If you're feeling shook up, we help you feel comfortable. And when you're inspired, you can help but make a difference. Because you are here to make a difference. You are here to add to the goodness, to the godness. You are here to be the light. You are here to heal the past and the present. And when you surrender to what it should look like, you allow more of who you are to be revealed. You allow more of your greatness to show up. So we are here to heal the past in the present, and God is the only thing that is happening. And you are one with that consciousness. You are one with it. You are in it. It is in you. It is everywhere, evenly present. Without it, there is no you. And if you're not feeling the consciousness, if you don't know it's there, if your mind says, I wish I can see God, you just need to shut it up for a minute and get still. And be inspired. Allow the all thing that is the no thing to breathe life into you. And you will remember who and what you are, why you're here, and what you need to do. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. I am your host. And this I am present is expressing as Life Coach Ade. I am is the host. I'm clear about that. So if there's anything that I do say that you don't like, take it to the I Am presence. Don't come to me. I don't want to hear it. If there's anything that I say that you really like, take it to the I Am presence and just say, thank you. I needed to hear that through the echo, through the channel of Life Coach. He opened his mouth, and I heard what I needed to hear for myself. Let's bring on Celeste. Celeste Morgan. Have I done everything I need to do? Oh, we don't do shout-outs, so else I'll send shout-outs to those of you in the chat room. But I'm sending you a love out. How about that? Let me love you out. Loud. Loving you. Tamara is in the house. Tamara Joy, Peacemaker, Zoe, Zobatron, Tam Swiper's in the house too. We have Candy, we have Rebecca, we have Celeste, we have other folks, we have Tara in the house. Just getting ready behind the scene going, can I have some water, please? Okay. She don't need to do all that. She takes a deep breath and one said, oh, thank you. I've been waiting to come through. I bet one is standing by like, ooh, I love the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. We get to play. Woo-hoo. Let's bring them on. But before we do that, let's bring on Celeste. Ha! You better ready. You better be ready. Because you know that when you hang around me. You say what?
That would be Lady Celeste to you. I like that. You didn't mess up at all. Can I hear it one more time before I quickly do the announcements?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, help me welcome my dear friend, my co-producer, Lady Celeste Shantae Morgan.
I love that.
Well, see, the thing is, some people in America don't like to be called lady because they take it to mean something else. In England, it's different. So when I say lady, I mean it in the English context. But people take it as American. I understand. So but I'm glad
when you grow up with Camelot and the Lady of the Lake, I'm just fine being called Lady Celeste. Let me get to your announcements because beautiful Tara is waiting to do her thing. Hello, family. Oh, wait. Hello, Life Coach Today. How are you?
I was just thinking I need air, some kind of fan or air conditioner. I'm hot. I don't know why. Mm. That's how I am. But other than that, I am on top of the world. You say what?
Yes, you're an Aries, so you have all that firepower. You'll be okay.
Well, I'm burning myself up right now.
You know, I'm hearing a song. I'm gonna stop because I'm so ready for Tara. But, you know, Nelly just popped up. But we're not going to do that. It's not that type of show.
I am. Are you not? Ready? No, I'm muting myself. I mean, not taking off my clothes. I'm muting myself.
All right. He's just mute. No, he didn't, but that's okay. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Nutty Professor, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today and our wonderful guest, Tara Sonora, can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Over on the Life Conversations radio menu, then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. You also have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day. You can email him your questions at ask@lifecoachday.com, and he'll answer them on the air. If you'd also like Life Coach Today to explore a topic for an upcoming show, you can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of April
this is the last day, is listening to your inner voice. And we have wonderful guests coming up that will help shift you one conversation at a time. Tomorrow, Life Coach A Day is flying solo for Multiplying the Consciousness of Truth. This also kicks off our new theme of the month, so make sure you stay tuned. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Mbasa Safira for the Play Experience every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. There's also Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Day on the last Wednesday of the month. And make sure you join me every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Feel free to go to lifeconversationsmedia.com for more information about all of these wonderful shows. You'll find a calendar and a listing. Did you know that the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, don't click on the Life Conversations Radio menu, then click the Ask Life Coach A Day drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. We thank you in advance for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach A Day.
Applause, please. Applause, please.
And Life Coach A Day, we've had a friend join us who hasn't been here in a while, and I know we don't do shout-outs, but I want to do a shout-in to that beautiful Vanilla Smile. I have to say, I didn't shout-out to Vanilla Smile, but I'm so happy to see my sister. And happy belated birthday, princess. I love you. Okay, Life Coach A Day, take it away.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Life is good. It's getting better. Welcome to all of you who are brave enough to step into this space where anything is subject to happen and we say yes to it all. Let's see here. I'm not going to front. I'm doing something, so I need a little bit more time, okay? So, because I want the show to flow, all right? So just be patient. Take a breath. Okay, here we go. This is Real Radio. Okay. So, yes, I think I'm done with it. We'll soon find out. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show, a Life Conversations radio, and we welcome you. And yes, this is the last day, of course, for what is it again? Listen to your inner voice. I hope you guys are really, you're at a place now. I trust that you're a place where you could stop, ask a question, tune in, and get an answer. And sometimes you may be a little bit foggy, but you know, you can trust your intuition. You can trust the inner guidance. And wherever you are, it's all good. And as Celeste just mentioned, tomorrow's topic is Multiplying the Consciousness of Truth. That's what it's about. And that's the theme for next month. So, yeah, let's do this. We came here to multiply the consciousness. What language is that? I don't know. Maybe I was channeling. Let me see. No, I wasn't. Don't even front. You just messed up. Because if you're channeling, it will make sense. Well, I don't know. But anyway, I digress. I don't remember what I was saying. Yeah, we're here to multiply the consciousness of truth. So when we see things that don't quite feel right, you are here to bring the light, to shine it so bright the healing happens right in front of your eyes. And you say, yes, that's why I'm here. You can hold the light. You can share the love. You can be kind. You can be compassionate. You can be understanding. And if you don't know what to do, just listen. Listening is an act of love. Tara Sonora is in the house, and we are going to be talking to her and her peoples, the peoples who are waiting patiently, saying, we always love an opportunity to talk to the earthlings. And that's one, the energies of one. And let's see, I just want to bring her on right now, but I'm tidying up some things. But I can't tell you what I'm tidying up, because I like to sound like a professional
even though I'm not. I am just an agent for God. I'm a freelance agent for God. So sometimes God calls me and I'm like, okay, hold on, hold on. Let me take off my PJs. God's like, I need you right now. All right, what do I do? Okay. All right, so I think I got it together. Let's see, what do I need to do? I don't know what I need to do. Let me bring on Tara, because it's one of those days where I just want to let it rip. Now I gotta. Yes, I know I did. Celeste is just telling me things to be careful about. She's telling me, get it together and act like you know what you're doing. No, she didn't. All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to, now let's bring on Tara. I know you're waiting. Oh. This is our disclaimer. Well, now I'm thinking of the other disclaimer. Well, your disclaimer, my disclaimer for the other disclaimer is follow your guides. Follow your guide and follow your guides, follow your spirit. That's that disclaimer. But the other thing I want you to know is we are taking readings. We'll see what happens. I won't put numbers on it because we're taking some readings. But as you know, if you don't know, we're letting you know. We like to teach and empower you. So we're going to have a conversation with Tara. We're going to have a conversation with Juan, and we'll take questions. When Juan comes into the house, let me stay at Tara's lane. Juan may be the one answering the question. We'll let Tara decide, but just be patient. I will say to you, though, if you want a reading, this is the time to call. The number is 347-426-3346, and make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Now, just because you dial the numbers doesn't mean we're going to call on you, but you will hear your answer. So if you're too shy to call in, if you don't want to post it on the like pages, the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show like page or the Life Conversations radio page, if you don't want to do all of that, hold the intention for an answer. Hold your question. Make it present. Just be a little bit separated from it. Don't get emotional about it. Just, this is my question, and just kind of separate it from you and hold the intention that you will get the answer, okay? And for those of you who want to call in, yes, I do. For those of you who want to call in, the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And don't call when we're wrapping up the show and push 1. I just say you missed 1 because you didn't press 1 when you were supposed to press 1. All right, Tara Sonora, author of Awakening the Higher Self. The journey into your soul has been a spiritual counselor and channeler of the angelic realm for 27 years. Over 27 years. Tara Sonora is an ordained priest in the Order of Melchizedek and has been leading meditation and channeling groups since 1990. Tara's spirit guides and angels communicate through her to bring forth tools for self-discovery and enlightenment. She works multidimensionally with celestial and angelic energies, including highly evolved beings, master teachers, spirit, and the Christ consciousness. Whew, that's a lot of people. Let me take a breath. The energies of one, that's what they're known as, Tara's angelic spirit guide and soul family, have blessed her life in a profound way by giving her the opportunity to facilitate incredible transformations with her clients. Tara feels honored to channel such a loving entity and feels very blessed that one's divine wisdom is healing the lives of so many people today. And for those of you who want to see Tara, there's a documentary that came out called, Tuning in American Channels or something like that. I Google it or Tara will tell us. But there's a part 2, and Tara and Juan are there doing their thing. Tara and Juan are superstars. They're going to Hollywood now. So we need an autograph. I feel Juan already. I'm feeling all kind of stuff in me. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my friend, my sister, myself, our friend, Tara Sonora. Hello, Tara. How are you doing?
Good, Ade. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome home.
Thank you. It's great to be back. I love your show, and I love your energy.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's nice to have you back, and it's been a while now. I think the last time you were here was sometime last year. Well, actually, time is fine. But you're here, so it doesn't matter
yes,
when
I'm
you were last.
Yes, I'm here, and it couldn't be better. The shift and the new energies of this year have been absolutely wonderful, and a lot of good things happening for sure.
Mm-hmm. And some people are like, oh, I don't know what's going on. I need help. But the shift is happening in spite of it all.
There is that for sure.
let me ask you, I got to ask you this question. Let's get the difficult, well, actually, it's a simple question. Let's get the simple questions out of the way. And then
all
we'll
right.
drop down and kind of see what you've been up to. So the first question, the simple question we want to ask you is, who are you? Who is Tara Sonara?
Well, I'm very blessed to be a channeler for the angelic realm, and I've committed my life to being in service to humanity, and I'm blessed to live in paradise. I live in beautiful Sedona, Arizona, and every day I get to look out into these beautiful red rock mountains, and life is good. I feel incredibly blessed.
Mm-hmm. I understand. So, what have you been up to lately?
Well, I'm organizing a couple of spiritual healing cruises this year, so that's been a lot of fun. On this coming May 12th, I sail for 7 days on a Caribbean cruise called the Spiritual Freedom Cruise. And we're going to be doing spiritual workshops at sea, and then we get to get off the boat and play in St. Thomas and St. Martin and Bahamas. And then I'm also doing my fourth annual World Peace Cruise this coming November 9th, and that's going to be a seven-day Mexican Riviera cruise that sails out of San Diego. And same thing, we're going to have lots of wonderful, spiritually empowering workshops while we're at sea. And when the ship docks, we get to get off the boat and play. So it's really the best way of taking a spiritual retreat and combining mm-hmm. work and play. It's absolutely wonderful.
So you're just hanging around life, just playing around, huh? Not even doing work, just playing around, traveling.
Well, I've learned
people.
A lot from your dear sister friend, Ombasa Sofira.
Yes.
She was one of my presenters on the last World Peace Cruise.
Yes, she was. She was. She had a great time. And she's interviewed some of the people she met there. So let's jump in because, you know, we're talking about this planetary shift. And I'm a little bit, I'm not conflicted. I don't know. I have some questions for one, and I have questions for you. And now I don't know if I should ask you the questions and then ask one or ask, don't ask you and ask one or don't ask one and ask you, help me. What do I do? I'm just letting it all. I'm not even trying to act like I got it together today. I got so many questions. But no, I guess let's do this first. Let's make it easy on you. I would make it easy. Tell people the work you do. We've kind of talked a little bit about it, especially around the channeling, how you got into it, because there might be some people listening to you for the first time, and regular listeners may have forgotten. How did you get into channeling, and was it something you've always wanted to do?
Well, actually, it came to me, and it things find you when it's the right time in your life. And as a child, I would see ghosts, and I would always be hearing almost like a little radio playing in the background. And it was really that my own consciousness was interdimensional in a way that I could see and hear the spirit world. And it wasn't until I was in my 20s that I started meditating. And a friend of mine was doing some hypnotherapy work with me that put me into a trance or an altered state. And in that state, a spirit guide jumped into my body and started talking. So it was actually a beautiful and profound experience. That was the start of my channeling work. And from that point on, I was just amazed that information and insight that would come through It was so validating, so loving, and so supportive that I knew this was something I had to do, part of my life path and my life purpose. So I've been channeling for 27 years now. I could hardly believe it, but it's been incredibly eye-opening and such a blessing to have full access to the interdimensional realms. And what I do in private sessions is I connect to people on a soul level, and I bring through information that relates to their life purpose, life lessons, life issues, things like that. And then we open it up to questions so we can go into depth about people's personal life and how to live in the highest energies possible. And people can find me on my website, angelchannel.com. And if you're interested in joining us on our spiritual healing cruise this year, it's worldpeacecruise.com. The information for that, just give myself a little plug. I hope you don't mind.
Right. I mean, it's important. I think, you know, that one thing I'm learning, especially those of us who are doing this work and the people who say, you know, I don't meet those kind of people anymore. I think I've changed. But people say, well, if you're doing spiritual work, you're not supposed to charge for it. But it's a new consciousness, and we need to rethink, reprogram how we think about life and what we call spiritual work and what isn't, and realize that it's all work, and we're given energy, and people need to know about it. And the people have a choice to be part of what we're doing or not. But to also be aware, when you get involved, there's got to be some kind of exchange of energy, you know. And for me, that's part of the shift that's happening, and just really being clear about that. You said something during your first experience of channeling, and you said a spirit guide jumped into your body. Didn't that freak you out? Did you feel like, oh my God, what just happened? Or what was that experience like?
Well, at the time, it was very loving and very gentle, and it maybe wasn't as sudden as a jump. It was maybe more of a blending, but. The experience was actually very beautiful, very loving, and it didn't scare me at all because it was such a positive experience. And I felt that the information that was coming through, even from the first time, was something beyond my own consciousness. Mm-hmm. And it just, I realized that if I put myself into an altered state, which... it just means I take some deep breaths, I start visualizing love and light just pouring into me from the heart of God, that I start opening up my interdimensional awareness. And in that state, I can blend with ascended beings and angels, and it's as though their consciousness comes to sit and dwell within me for a time. And when I channel, it's their energy, it's their wisdom and love that comes through me. And I know you love one, the group of angels I work with, and they're just so brilliant in terms of the wisdom and the love that they bring through is just always profound and supportive of people's spiritual path and wherever they're at. So, you know, it's just really been about being in service to God and humanity and allowing the wisdom of the angels to flow through me. It's been a tremendous gift from God, I feel. It's a gift from God.
I understand. Now, I want to ask this. This is for me personally. I have been, for a while, I mean, of course, most of my listeners will know of Abraham, you know, and there's other channels that I've met. Well, Esther is the one channeling Abraham. And I feel even more drawn to it. I feel a thirst, a hunger, a nudge, whatever you want to call it, to channel. And I have been reading Open Into Channel. That's the book by Sanaya Roman and Duane Packard. And,
yes, that's a great one. It's classic. That's got me started back in the 80s. So it's good book.
Good. So this is just a personal moment with myself and Terrence. So if y'all want to go get some water, come right back. So here's the thing. I've been reading the book, and the book, I was led to the book. It was really a profound experience. I was led to the book, and I've done the instructions to prepare yourself to receive your guides, and I've only done that part once,
And I think that there's a part of me that likes to do something when it doesn't work the first time. I kind of get discouraged. And so I think I have a little bit of spiritual tantrum. I did it. It didn't work. Now, you say that when you sit still and just take deep breath and fold yourself with love and light, they come in. My question is, what needs to happen for the blending to happen that is an easy process? And when I mean easy, being able to, I mean, because there are many levels of channeling. I mean, guys or angels will tell us we are always channeling, as you know. But I want to do the sort of channel where it's conscious and I know that this is coming from a deeper place. And so my question is, what does one need to do in order to allow it to happen with ease and effortlessness rather than kind of thinking, am I channeling? Just getting caught up in the mental chatter.
That's a great question, Ade. It's really about quieting the mind. And it does take practice. You know, if we take some time each day to just sit in a nice, comfortable chair or lotus position, whatever is comfortable for you, and maybe light a candle, create a little bit of an ambiance or a spiritual ceremony or energy around you, and just make a conscious effort to be calm and at peace within your own heart, and just start bringing the attention to your heart space away from the thinking mind. And sometimes it's good to have a little pad and paper handy so that, you know, when we quiet down, that's when we start thinking of the laundry list of things to do. So it's good to just jot them down, then you can forget about them, you know. So pen and paper is a good tool to have for a lot of reasons. And then we call in white light from the heart of God. You can then invite the presence of all the ascended masters to come and be with you. Call in the angels, the archangels, all the highest, most loving beings of light to come and be with you now. And set the intention. I intend to be a clear and open channel of God's love, light, and healing. And just create that blank space to allow that energy to come closer and closer and blend with you. And in that process, there's a little bit of surrender and trust that's necessary. And, you know, you don't ever want to just surrender your body to any random being. You know, that's not wise. But if you're specifically invoking angels and ascended masters and the highest beings, you're setting the field for those higher dimensional beings to come and be with you. And, you know, then you're safe, really, because anything that is of a loving consciousness is only here to bless you and support you. There might be lower astral entities out there that you don't want to bother with, that might be just random dead people in between lifetimes, you know. And they're not necessarily the wisest beings in the other realms. So you got to set your sights high and, you know, stay in that intention to align with the highest, most loving beings possible. And then you will. You know, it's that energy just gets better and better over time where you can align with higher and higher beings of light. And when you just let that in and just let it grace you and bless you, you'll find that your own ego and consciousness get smaller and smaller. And until you can be in that complete higher self witness observer place where you're feeling the higher energies and you're just allowing that love and wisdom to come through you.
You know, as you were talking, it reminded me of an experience, which I won't go into right now because of time. But there was an experience that I had, and that was very clear that something was happening. But I kind of stopped the process because it caught me off guard. But anyway, maybe you and I will talk about that after the show another day. I think I'm ready for one. I keep feeling like I'm hearing like a knock. Let me know. Are you ready to bring in one?
Sure, sure. I'm happy to do that. And Yeah, I'm sure they have some great things to share about this shift and the consciousness and the new energies. And, yeah, we're happy to talk to callers as well. But, yeah, I usually, you know, like to explain a little bit. May I just give a little intro to one?
Yeah, sure. Do your thing. See, for me, I feel like, you know, I'm talking to my sister friend. I'm not even tripping. I forget other people are listening. So, yeah, go ahead. Do your thing and bring one in whenever you're ready.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I've been working with this particular group of angelic beings for over 20 years. And one is a collective consciousness. They're a group of about 100 angelic beings that dwell in seventh dimensional consciousness, which is, to me, that's always been the first level of the angelic realms. And one is a group of ascended beings, meaning that they've more or less graduated Earth school and collectively have had thousands and thousands of lifetimes upon the Earth. So their perspective is one of integrated wisdom from humanity. And yet they're angelic because they dwell in a high vibration of loving consciousness, and they only want to share their love and their wisdom with people. And for me, it's just a process of stepping to the side and allowing them to come in. And when they do, my voice changes, and I always like to just give people the heads up that it's not just me talking in a funny voice here. I really am stepped aside, and I allow one to do the talking. And when they do, they speak with an X. So be it. It's just the way it is. So I'll go ahead and bring them in, and it just takes me a minute to take some deep breaths, and I'll just share my process as I'm going through it. I'm beginning to visualize white light just pouring down through the top of my head and filling my entire body with pure divine white light. And if you're listening, you can do this with me and just open up to the angels that are with you right now. We all have angels, spirit guides that love us and want to help us. So just open up to that loving consciousness of the divine, the Father God, Mother Goddess, all that is, Creator Source. And I also love to open up to the Christ consciousness energy, which I see as pure divine golden light. And whether you're visualizing Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, Sananda, or Melchizedek, it's all a loving consciousness of the divine in the divine masculine form to help us align with that frequency of pure love. And as I fill my body and spirit with that golden light, I'm also feeling my consciousness raise in vibration higher and higher. And now I do my own little call out to my angels and guides and invite them to come and be with me now. And I just gently surrender a little as I start to feel their presence coming in from the left side, kind of the front left upper side of me. They start to enter. And I just sort of step aside to the right and allow their consciousness come and be with me now. So I, as Tara, will step aside and allow the presence of one to be fully present here with you now. Yes. Greetings, dear ones. We are the energies of one. And indeed, what a great pleasure it is to be with all of you today. We know we're here with Ade. Yes, hello, Ade.
Hello, one. It is so nice to have you. I'm smiling over here.
Yes, and so are we as well. We are most pleased to have some time with you once again and with your beloved audience. And to all those who are listening, we just send a great big wave of love. It is not just like the pebble in the pond sending out the ripple, but today we're going to be a gigantic boulder that splashes in the ocean and sends the ripple of love out all across the planet.
Yes,
and we're just
sending
our love and our healing to all those who need healing. And we know there's lots of people that need healing, but we just send love and healing to all those who need it. And And if you're listening and you need some healing, just open your heart and say, yes, I receive it. I gracefully receive love and healing and allow it to come into my body and into my consciousness so that I may heal on every level, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And that is our prayer for all of you, that you may heal and come into balance and find your own center, your alignment with your higher self, your alignment with your true divine God self that dwells within. But today we know this is your show, not ours, so we're happy to talk with you and to bring through any particular wisdom that you would like to ask of us. So how can we best serve you and your beloveds today?
Oh, I am always grateful for all that you can share. And the first time you made an appearance on the show, I wasn't expecting it. It's like, whoa, I was a little bit nervous. Like, whoa. I've always wanted to speak to non-physical beings, but it was such a interesting experience. And second time around, I was a bit more comfortable. And now I feel like we're just sitting down in the same room and chatting and just catching up on past and present and future lives.
Always. We are here for you, and we are most pleased to have this time.
Well, so here's a question. This is actually it's a funny question, really. My co-producer and I, Celeste, we've been going back and forth because when we were doing a description, she was saying she channels angels. And I said, no, they're spirit guides. And she said, and she has a way to kind of say, okay, have your way. And when I went to Tara's website and I saw the description, I said, oh, actually, yeah, they're angels. But it left me with the question, what is the difference between angels and spirit guides?
Well, that is a very good question. And it is, to some extent, semantics, you know, but angels typically refer to beings of light that dwell in seventh to ninth dimensional frequencies. It is a realm of love, a realm of consciousness. It is sometimes considered densities. Instead of using the word dimensions, you can say seventh to ninth density, which is, again, just referring to a vibrational field of love and consciousness. There are some spirit guides that dwell in, say, fourth, fifth, or sixth dimensional densities, and these are spirit guides that resonate to also loving consciousness, wisdom. But they may be appearing in their earthly form. They could still be, say, ascended masters or spirit guides, might even be a beloved from a past life. The fifth dimensional spirit guides can also be wisdom keepers, such as your shamanic spirit guides or your Native American Indian spirit guides or your Buddhist monk spirit guides that are your teachers from prior lifetimes. And sometimes there's ancestors, like your most beloved grandmother or great-great-grandmother who was, you know, filled with love and who was perhaps the family matriarch who always kept tabs on everyone in the family, you know. Sometimes after they pass, they go into a fifth-dimensional consciousness of lovingness and become like a spirit guide to everyone in the family. There are sometimes children who pass away or babies who are really seventh-dimensional angelic beings who come perhaps for a short time. And if there's some beloveds out there who have lost babies and children, some of you were blessed to have given birth to a human angel, and that when they transcend at their early age, they go on to high angelic realms to continue to be a guardian angel for the family they left behind. So there's all different kinds of beings of light that dwell in different dimensional levels of consciousness, and some angels are spirit guides, and some spirit guides are angels. So,
okay. You answered my next question. Oh, boy, just thinking about that, you know, the idea of some spirit guides, angels, or some angels or spirit guides. So really, it's not that important in what title we associate with the frequencies. Is that correct? As long as we know that. Go ahead.
Yes, absolutely, because the most important thing is, are you working with a being of light that is of loving consciousness? That is the most important thing. And, of course, within the realms of consciousness, there are higher and higher octaves of love. And you might be dealing with a spirit guide that is of the sixth dimension, which is of cosmic consciousness and higher mind. And you might sometimes be dealing with an archangel or ascended master, and they all come in their own frequencies and vibrations. It's like how high can you attune your radio, you know? And the more that you align with God consciousness, which to us we simply measure as a 12th dimensional or 12th density frequency, then the realms 5 through 12 all open up to you, so that beings of light from any dimension or level of consciousness can communicate with you. So ideally, if everyone just meditates on God consciousness and merge into the oneness and the bliss of all that is, and merge with Father God, Mother Goddess, that you will raise your own vibration to the point where all the portals of consciousness throughout all the dimensions can open to those who have, a personal sense of responsibility to only work for the light. If one is not in alignment with the light, then a lot of those gateways or portals are not open. But we know all your listeners are in alignment with light, and you have lots of light workers that listen to you, and many who are here on a path of evolution and personal growth and development, you were likely born with that sense of responsibility to serve the greater good of all.
Yes, indeed. You know, the conversation about what's the difference between angels and spirit guide is now taking my mind in so many different directions, but I won't go there for now. Maybe we just have to bring you back to actually have that conversation, because there's so much I want to know. And but today we want to focus more on the planetary shift that we're experiencing. December 12, 2012 was a big day for humans on the planet. And actually, I would want you to speak to that day, because there was a lot going on. There were events, there were retreats, there were channels. We were being reminded that that day is a beginning, is a gateway to something more. Can you tell us what happened December 12, 2012, and how it's actually showing up now?
Yes, indeed. There was quite a powerful time between the 12-12-12 and the 12-21-12, where there were great cosmic and spiritual alignments that opened up, portals of consciousness, where it is now easier than ever before for humans to experience enlightened states of consciousness. It is a time where now there is a greater percentage, you might say, of awakened beings on the planet. There is a shift in awareness that is allowing for more change, more positive change on the planet, more peace on the planet, and more people that are waking up are indeed starting to turn the tide towards peace. And yet we know there's still those young souls upon the planet who will play out their games of violence and domination. God bless them all, you know. But the good news is they're not going to win. The good news is that love and light will prevail. It may take another 100 years for it to be solidly anchored into all of your government structures. But nevertheless, the change is happening. And more and more people are coming into alignment with truth, and more truth will be exposed. These so-called secret societies and such are all being exposed now, and more of the hidden agendas are coming out to be exposed in things like the Thrive Movement and all these wonderful groupings of people that are coming together to make positive change upon the planet and to awaken God consciousness. And now scientists and metaphysicians are starting to discover the correlations between quantum physics and spirituality and the power of the mind to create. And more and more people are just coming into their power in the most beautiful of ways. And the more that people wake up and step into their power and co-create with loving consciousness, the more this planet is going to change into the paradise that it was meant to be.
Now, as part of the shift, some of the things that I've experienced, I've heard others, people have been going through physical discomfort. I know I've had my experience in the last, between last year, December. It's just different things. I had an eye issue that I didn't even know what it was. It was just unusual. And but, you know, after treating it and even it lingered for a while, and when I checked in to find out what's going on, I was told it's just part of the energy shift that my body is going through. And I know people who are saying, I don't know, I feel funny. How do you see? Do you see that the shift is causing our body to realign a different way? Is that why we're feeling the discomfort?
Well, it can happen that way for some people. Every individual is, you know, unique, like your thumbprint, you know, that is a combination of your own karma, your own past life histories, your own present life histories, your own, how shall we say, emotional blueprint, your own level of, shall we say, physical, emotional or spiritual damage, so-called, you know, from traumas or tragedies that one must heal on various levels. And so each human upon the planet will have their own unique experience. So in general, there can only be the understanding that higher and higher vibrational frequencies will tend to want to kick out of the body anything that is not in alignment with the evolution of the soul, the consciousness, and the evolution of your own DNA. And that's what some people are feeling, is that as you bring in more and more light into the body, it also becomes almost like energetic photon energy that begins to shift not only your consciousness, but it shifts things within your own pituitary and pineal glands, opens up the third eye, opens up the kundalini, opens up all the cells in your body to hold more light, so that your inner radiance becomes almost visible from the physical perspective. And the physical symptoms that people feel might be tiredness, or sometimes you just have to rest, you know, there's no question. And the more you can just honor the body and give it the rest that it needs, the better you will feel. But also, the body is requiring a little bit more maintenance now. You know, in the past, people could abuse their bodies for decades and still muddle along, you know. But those who have abused their bodies, perhaps with alcohol or too much food or the wrong kinds of food, the bodies are rebelling a little bit, you know, and the bodies are wanting to purge the toxins. Of course, there's so many toxins now in your foods from pesticides, from the environment, from the chemtrails. All the things that are polluting your environment are polluting your bodies as well. And so more and more people are being drawn to juicing and eating pure, clean, organic foods, and honoring the body as best as you possibly can. And when you do this, then the shift and the changes are much easier upon you. So any of the physical symptoms it could very well be a clearing, a releasing, a purging. For you today, we feel there was some past life energy connected with the eye, a past life eye injury that was coming up to be cleared and healed. and just to keep envisioning. We encourage everyone to envision your bodies in their optimal states, to keep setting the programming of the blueprint of consciousness to be your most ideal body, your most ideal shape and weight and physical endurance, physical chi, and you will be able to create it with concentration, focus, and commitment to loving the body as God's divine vehicle for the service you're here to create.
I was going to ask you what we can do to support the body, because the body is dense, and you've spoken to the juicing. Really, you, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're encouraging us to take care of the body as much as we tune into spirit, so there can be a harmonious blending, right?
Absolutely, because the instrument, you know, sometimes needs a little cleaning.
Yes, so it could be in tune. And speaking of in tune, let me ask you this. This month, our theme is listening to your inner voice. And I know for me, for almost 2 years now, I've been able to hear the inner voice. I can ask a question to tune into my intuition. And I know what difference that's made in my life. Because it helps me when I'm nervous, scared, or thinking I don't know what to do. I can just ask a question and get the answer. How do you suggest we develop the ability for others who want to be able to tune in but not kind of having some challenges? How would you suggest we develop the ability to hear the voice of God, the voice of love from within?
Yes, what a beautiful question. Well, you've got to be at least conscious and aware of your own heart space, which is the core of love that dwells within you. And as we spoke earlier, there is the busy mind. You know, every human has the thinking, you know, mind that can go around in circles, kind of like the dog chasing its tail, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it might be fun for a while, but you're not really going anywhere, you know. And but it's quite entertaining at the same time. The mind can be very, very entertaining. So it's the mind is not to be vilified, nor is the ego to be vilified. They are just different aspects of consciousness and physicality and mentality that are meant to be played with in this realm of incarnations. But to really listen and to feel and to open up to divine presence is to shift the attention from the mind into the heart. And when you shift your attention into the heart and you begin feeling the quality of love and receiving, giving and receiving the frequencies of love, you automatically come into a more peaceful, open and relaxed state. And it's from that heart space that you can connect to heart with your angels and spirit guides or ascended masters or even God consciousness and feel oneness, open up to the vibrational frequency of oneness. Oneness is a very high state, and oneness with the God of your understanding, oneness with an archangel, oneness with a goddess, just taking time to come to know Mother Mary. For example, not within any specific religious context, but just the beautiful, amazing being of light that Mother Mary is. Goodness, she's just embodies so much love and grace and beauty and radiance. We'd encourage everybody to spend an afternoon with Mother Mary if you can. What a blessing that would be for you. And you absolutely can call in these higher beings. Do not feel that you are not worthy of the higher beings to come and sit with you. All of God's children are equally loved by all the ascended masters. They would love you as you were their own child, and begin to open to that truth and reality of how much your soul is loved by the higher beings, and let yourself feel completely worthy of that love. And as you let them in and open up and share, it's a beautiful experience.
Yeah, the word you use over and over, and it just kept coming up for me, and we've used it in the context, is that word, love. From your perspective, so to speak, How do you define love? What is love?
Love is a frequency, a vibration of consciousness and awareness that embodies divinity, that conveys the energy of it can be very uniquely experienced by each one, but typically it is a warmth, a comfort, a delight, a joyful feeling in one's heart. When one falls in love, you know, with another, there is usually a joyfulness that accompanies that. There is a feeling of the heart swelling and the heart feeling big and being fully engaged in life. Love can trigger that passion of life, that joy of life, because one feels that they're touching upon something that is godly. Mm. And when one contemplates what is God, what is higher power, what is the prevalent energy of creation of the universe, it is replete with the vibration of love, is characterized by the frequency of love. And so when people have divine experiences, those aha moments or those awakening moments where they feel something magical or mystical is happening, it is usually characterized by a prevailing feeling of love that is all-encompassing, undeniable. It is not something that is mentally conceptualized as much as it is experienced. And that is how one evolves one consciousness, is not to be all caught up in the mental constructs of enlightenment, but that one surrenders mental constructs and actually steps into the experience of it, the presence of pure divine love and light. And this is what changes your soul. This is what awakens your consciousness to the divine within. Because if you can experience that, then you must know you are not separate from it.
Okay. We got to bring you back, but we're not letting you go yet. But we're going to bring you back because there's so many questions that I have. But I also want to allow listeners to, we have listeners who called in who's got questions. Are you ready to take questions from listeners?
Oh, yes, we're most happy to do so. We love talking with people, and we're most pleased to have this opportunity to share some love and wisdom with you and with all your beautiful people.
Thank you, thank you. Okay, let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca from, where are you now, Rebecca? Oklahoma? No, you're not.
Albuquerque.
Somewhere. Albuquerque. Okay, so what's your question for one?
Hello, Rebecca. Greetings, dear one.
Hello, hello. I'm so excited to talk to you. I have a couple of things because
one question.
I'm in that place, and I'm just curious if there's any messages overall regarding health and love. That's kind of too.
We understand, and indeed, dear one. As we connect to you, we can feel that you have such a beautiful and genuine heart. And we feel that, of course, love is meant to be in your life. And if you're waiting for that special someone, then continue to magnetize the right and perfect love and soulmate into your life by feeling completely worthy and able to receive love and to create healthy partnership. That is a good focus for you, to be with another giver, one who gives as easily and effortlessly as you do. Because as you know, being such a giver, you're not so well matched with a taker, if you know what we mean.
Yes.
So givers are always best paired with other givers, you know.
Yes, but thank you.
In terms of your health and well-being, just listen to the body. You know, keep doing what you can do to cleanse and continue to rest and raise the vibration of the body, and it will still serve you very well for many, many more years to come. We see you have many blessings ahead in this lifetime, and we only wish for you to have positive anticipation of all that you can create. Do not go into any worries or fears. And even if things arise within the body to be cleared and released, do not be worried or fatalistic about it. Just know that the body is shifting and changing and growing in its own ways, and that you're increasing your capacity to hold more and more light. So anything that
wonderful.
Anything that's not in alignment with that's got to go, you know. So so give yourself opportunities to cleanse, to clear the body, maybe even do some intestinal cleanses or a liver cleanse, some detox cleanse, just to keep the body clean and clear, and you will be glad you did indeed. But all is well, dear one. No worries. Be patient. God is working on the right and perfect partner for you, so trust in the divine timing to unfold perfectly.
Wonderful.
You have God is your matchmaker, Rebecca, so you just could just relax.
I know that. Right. I know that.
Yes, exactly.
Thank
well,
you,
blessings
Rebecca.
To you, Rebecca. We will pray for your highest and greatest evolution and the most
Thank
divine
you.
Soulmate love to come into your life.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste.
All right, let's go to Vicky from California. Hey, Vicky, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful.
Good. Hello, Vicky. Greetings, dear one.
Hi. I would love to know if Spirit has any messages for me.
Ah, well, indeed, as we connect to you, your spirit guides are saying you're exactly on your path right now. They want you to have no doubts about that. And as well, to believe in yourself and to know that you are already all that you need to be to accomplish all that you seek to accomplish. They're showing us a very high life mission, life purpose for you in terms of being in service and to be, as they say, making a positive difference in the world. But really, you've got a lot of creative freedom to express that in the ways that bring you the most joy. And we feel that you're definitely on a path of higher consciousness and soul evolution. So Spirit is wanting you to be very confident in your intuitive gifts and abilities, to be very confident in your healing gifts and abilities, and to go forward with that knowingness that you are being very well guided by your higher self. Your higher self is coming in with higher wisdom. We feel it's important to for you to write. There seems to be this ability for you to channel through writing, and as well that spontaneously you channel wisdom to others. You have that natural-born counselor within you that is ready to share wisdom and knowledge with others. And they're saying, don't worry so much about, the things of life, the details of life, like money and finances and dealing with people that are not a vibrational match to you. You know, don't give it much power. Just stay in your own internal positive alignment. Have your healthy boundaries in place when you need to. And trust that you are being well guided on your path. And don't let anything get in the way of being your most delightful self. Just express the joy of who you are without apology, without hesitation. Just let your light shine bright. And we know that you're meant to have joy here. Take delight in the family as well, as there is joy to be had with the beautiful children of the world as well. Take delight in all that is pure and beautiful and innocent. And that is our message for you, Vicky. We hope you find that helpful.
Oh, that was wonderful. Thank you very much.
Vicky, you're
very
the victorious
welcome,
one.
Very welcome. Indeed, we see babies and children around you. So so we'll just love up on the children of the world. They need so much love. Indeed.
Thank you very, very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Blessings upon you for all your good works upon the planet. You are one of those little human angels that likes to do random acts of kindness upon others. So keep up the good work to sprinkle the love far and wide.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good day.
There you go. She's an undercover agent for God. You've been outed by the Spirit. We know who you are. Thank you, Jackie. You've been hiding. Now we know who you are.
You're great. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Hello, one. Oh, hello, hello, one. Hello, Obasa. Here's one.
Hey, hey, one. How are you? Wow, this is great. I get you and Sister Tara all in one.
Oh, Ambassa. Hello, dear one. What a delight to be with you this day. Blessings of love upon you, dear one.
Yes, Beth, thank you. Right there back at you. I just am so, so excited to hear you. I almost missed it. I had to jump in here with both feet because I almost missed it, and Spirit said you're supposed to be calling to hear. And so here I am to thank you for a beautiful entry at the cruise, the World Peace Cruise. You guided us and you led us through that World Peace Ceremony on 12/12, and I just wanted to give you all the love and thanks for that.
Oh, indeed, and our thanks to you, dear one. You led a beautiful ceremony on the beach in St. Thomas on 12/12/12 for the group, and it was such a magical day for sure. And at 12:12 p.m., wasn't it so exciting, yes?
Yes, it was. We had mermaids and everything. It was totally magical and awesome. I was looking around for unicorns, but I didn't see them yet. Well, I just wanted to give you all of my love and let you know that we really, really appreciated all the words and all the guidance.
Oh, you're most welcome, dear one. Indeed, we are so blessed to have come into your beautiful sphere of love that you carry wherever you go. And please know, Ambassa, that you have such a beautiful mission and purpose here. We totally honor all that you are and your awareness of sacred place, sacred ceremony, and the need for humanity to lighten up. You know, you're so gifted in so many ways to bring your shining light to others. We are blessed to know you, and please know that we support you in all your good works on every level. Indeed, you carry many angels with you as well, and they're all cheering you on, dear one, saying, don't give up, just keep plugging away, that your reward is coming. And the good news is you don't have to wait till you get to heaven to get your reward.
No, that's right.
Rewarded in this 3D realm as well.
Hello.
Well, three cheers for that. So I'm gonna keep marching forward. I'm going to slide to the left and slide to the right and let someone else get in before the show is over.
Thank you.
All right. Well, blessings upon you, Ambassa. Let us talk again soon, all right?
Yes, indeed. Much love to you.
Much love to you. And do call Tara and ask for a trade, all right?
Oh, yeah, I will. Oh. I will be happy, sir.
Wow.
All right, then. I will do. Much love. Take special care.
Yes, you as well. Good day.
Thank you. Good day.
Oh, one, I just love y'all. Y'all just try to just bring so much fun to this. We're going to take one more call, one, and then, let's take one more call, and then we'll do what we're going to do next. Hello, Deb from California. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good. Did we catch you off guard? Like, ooh,
oh, no, I was listening and was hoping I was the next caller. So I was like, oh, boy.
Oh,
well,
good.
One
this is Deb. Yes, hello, Deb.
Hello, how are you?
Good, good. And how are you this beautiful day, dear one?
I'm just enjoying a beautiful day.
Good. Yes, it is springtime. It is the time for people to get out and enjoy the fresh air and the mountains and the trees or the waters and just to absorb the beauty of nature into the very fabric of your beingness.
Yes, I have a question.
But how can we
make
up
today?
Today, Deb? Do you have a question of us?
Yes, I would like to know if Spirit has any guidance or insights for me that will help me along my path.
Yes. Well, similar to what we shared with Vicky earlier, but for you, we sense that this is a time of exploring your creativity a bit more. We sense that you have some creative energy that wants to be expressed to bring more beauty and light into your home, into your life. We're feeling that your spiritual studies are progressing very, very well. But your spirit guides and angels are wanting you to take it to the next level and begin seeing yourself as already a highly evolved being, to embrace the old soul that you are, to trust explicitly the wisdom that you know within you, to trust that that you have this gift of wisdom that is meant to be shared with others, and also to keep it balanced with time and nature. For some reason, we're seeing you maybe gardening or going for walks in nature, but connecting to the flower spirits, connecting to the plant spirits, the tree spirits, the animal spirits, the bird spirits, and just start feeling your oneness, feeling into the quantum field of oneness of all life, and experiencing yourself as a highly evolved being that is walking in this human body at this time. And that little shift of consciousness is going to put you clearly into the self-awareness as living as the higher self. And we feel that's this next level of evolution for you, to be walking in that space of confidence, in knowing who you are without questioning it, without any self-consciousness about am I good enough, or any of that old patterning of self-talk is out the window now and complete, and that now you're living solidly in the place of self-love, which to be in God's self-awareness, you can't help but be in self-love. It is to respect the self, the body, the mind, the spirit in such a way that you embody the divine consciousness effortlessly. And that's where we see you walking and moving in your evolution. So just take that in and be that, live that, live from that place of consciousness, live from that place of loving kindness and wisdom. And it's not a place that is blind to the world as it is. It is a place that is wise to the world as it is. And that all choices and decisions come from that place of wisdom, of really knowing what you're dealing with on any given day and who you're dealing with on any given day. And to just live from that place of love and integrity and truth. And our blessing is upon you on that path, dear one. We know you're here to do good things in the world. You can't help it. It's your nature. It's your pattern. It's your blueprint. And we give you our blessings in all the good works you will do upon the planet. Our love to you, dear one.
Oh, thank you for that. Love and light to you.
Thank you, dear one. Blessings to you.
Juan, I I've just been sitting here with a smile on my face, just feeling joyful. And I am so grateful for what you do and the words that you share with us and just reminding us that love is our true identity, joy is our nature, and just relax, you know. Let's we get ready to take a break and then talk to Tara. Is there anything you would like to share with us generally before we release you?
Well, thank you, dear one. We just wish to say that what we've shared with Deb and Vicky and Rebecca and Ombosa is we're happy to reflect back to them the true nature of their spirits and souls. But so many of those who are listening that we did not directly interact with, but who we are interacting with etherically, and you know who you are, the words we have spoken to these others, we have also spoken to you. And we know that when you are ready, these words ring such a loud bell of truth within you, that each of you are meant to live that life of awareness, of integrity, of truthfulness, of alignment with the God Self, that feeling of oneness with all of nature. And this is what empowers the creator within you to create the life you're meant to live. And where you see those small little so-called physical obstacles of life as being meaningless, and that the true nature of the spirit and the God presence prevailing is what creates the most beautiful experiences of being human. And for those who are suffering and struggling with whatever they're struggling with, we only pray they have the best perspective of it, to be empowered to shift or change it to the best of their ability, or to live with some disabilities at times, to love the body anyway and to work with the body in the best possible ways to alleviate suffering and to create the most health and wellness. Also, we encourage everyone to believe in wealth and abundance consciousness, to know that there's plenty for everyone and that you can be wise to the ways of creating new and more income for yourselves, to have an abundant flow as you choose it. Believe it, know it, own it, welcome it, and create it, and it shall be so. And we just want to send our love and our blessings and our encouragement for your empowerment, for stepping into the creators that you are. Be the gods, goddesses in human form that you're meant to be, and to just love yourselves, love each other, just love, love, love. And you can't help but to experience more joy, joy, joy when you open up to more love, love, love.
More love, 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 more joy, joy, joy. I just had this silly question, crazy question pop in my head. I'm going to ask you. When you're not being channeled by Tara, what are you guys doing? Are you just hanging out in the ethers, looking for something to do? What do you guys do?
Oh, no, there's not so much of a hanging out, as you say. It's not like we watch etheric TV or anything. No. We just love connecting with people and sending love and healing and blessings. And we do enjoy some star travel and interdimensional explorations. We do a bit of time travel. We try to go back in time and just send peace and healing to those who need it. We go forward in the timeline to help create new realities and new opportunities for people. We basically interweave the structure of the fabric of time and space and creation to help humanity to evolve and to consistently create higher and higher experiences, primarily with the intention to evolve the consciousness of humanity for the sake of saving the planet, that's all.
So you tell your own vision. You don't need a television. You're just creating and weaving here. Yeah, with that kind of ability or that way of being, that lifestyle, if you can even call it that. I don't even know the word. Of course. And I am just so grateful. I have 1,001 and more questions to ask you, and hopefully we can bring you back soon. And when we do, I just want to go through the dimensions and breaking down the ascended masters and the wisdom keepers. And really, that day, whenever that day is, I'm not even going to take questions. I just want to really get a help. I want you to help us get a better understanding of being in the fourth dimension, the fifth dimension, because I think we need to. We just need to multiply the consciousness of truth. So hopefully, I know you guys have got your calendars wide open. So I look forward to having you back, and thank you for your words, your love, and your joy.
Oh, you're most welcome, Ade. It's always a pleasure to have this time with you and your beloved listeners. And to all our beloveds out there, we send our love and blessings. And indeed, thank you again for this opportunity to commune with all of you.
Thank you, thank you. So if you let Tara know, we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back to her. All right?
Our love and blessings to you. Farewell
thank you,
for now, dear one. Good day.
One love.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, life is good, it's getting better. If you just joined us, if you wonder what was going on, that was one, a group of angelic spirit guides channeled through Tara Sonora. Her website address is angelchannel.com, angelchannel.com. We are going to take a break, and we're going to come back with Tara. And what else do we need to do? A lot of different things I can't think of right now because I'm multi-thinking. Yeah, today's topic was we were talking about the planetary shift from non-physical beings' perspective. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And thank all of you that are listening. Those of you saying, well, I'm gone now because the non-physical being has left. I got to go. Thank you for being here. Thank you for contributing to this energy. We're going to take a break. We'll be back and continue the conversation. We're getting ready to release the show, have a quick conversation with Tara, and see what happens from there. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. For more information, send an email to info@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's info@lifeconversationsradio.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
That's the answer. Be the love you want to see. Love, 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 and joy, joy, joy. More of it. You're here to be the representation of who and what God Goddess is. And just say yes. We're getting ready to release the show soon, but we're getting ready to release Tara. But we're going to bring her on. Welcome back, Tara. How was the trip? You had fun?
Yeah, it was great. I really enjoyed channeling today for you guys.
Yeah, it was so. I was just smiling. I was telling Celeste, I said, "There's so much." The show just feels so joyful, so playful, so relaxed. And
I know I've asked you this question before, but for those who maybe listen for the first time or forgotten, what is it like for you when you move to the side and the energies of one are channeling through you? Do you hear what one is saying, or do you just get impressions?
No, I'm basically watching the movie. You know, I feel like I'm in that detached observer place where I'm able to hear and experience everything that's coming through. But I'm just slightly off to the side is how it feels. And I just surrender to one's presence, and they always come in with so much love and beautiful energy. I'm just enjoying every minute of it.
Yes, yes, I can imagine. And you know, as I said, I'm here and just really smiling. And, you know, as we were talking to Juan, when I asked the question about the difference between angels and guides, I just have so much more questions. And Celeste and I are going to be contacting you. We want to have a show where we talk to Juan and just really ask about the different dimensions and get a better understanding of Ascended Masters. So hopefully you're free in May, but if not, whenever you are free, we're going to track you down.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to do another show. And I just wanted to throw something else out there. I've been working a lot with star kids, you know, basically these crystal children, rainbow children, star beings, however you want to call them. But universe has brought into my life four young people that I counsel and mentor who are very special. Three of them have been diagnosed schizophrenic, but they're actually interdimensional. And I've been really kind of researching and exploring how traditional psychiatry will deem these kids as delusional or ADD or hyper, or they put these labels on them when really I'm understanding that they're just different. They just have a different way of thinking and being and interacting with the world. And I'm working with some of these kids to help them come into their life purposes. And it might be fun to explore a show with you sometime where we talk about how there are these very unique and special kids on the planet right now.
Yes, yes, definitely. And autism, you know, because that's like, you know, people are experiencing that. And for me, I feel like if the medical institution, sometimes they got it wrong and confused, and they end up medicate a child because we have not evolved enough, or we're so caught up in the intellect that we want to put labels on them to say, no, you got to act a certain kind of way. So, yes, definitely, you know, I'm ready to go there. We just need to set a date and make it happen. And I think Celeste wants to talk to you as well before you go, Tara.
All right. Hi, Celeste.
Hello, Tara. I just have to say you are such a gift, and your ability to allow for that energy to come through you, energies to come through you, really speaks to your high level, your vibration, and you're an inspiration as I prepare to welcome whatever guides are working with me. So I want to thank you for that. And you know, four is a really special number. It happens to be running today. So when you were talking about your four star children, I just lit up like a Christmas tree.
That's great.
Oh, you lit up like a crystal child.
Yes. Yes. Or indigo child. So I'm really looking forward to hearing that because on the Ask Life Coach Day radio show, we have been having conversations like that. But today, have we ever had anybody who actually was really working one-on-one versus doing research?
Haven't. No, this would be the first time. This is the first time. So, yes.
It's powerful.
And, we're going to look at some dates in May and bring you back and talk about that, the work you're doing, and maybe just break down and get a better understanding of the other realm from one's perspective, a better understanding of death, a better understanding of what happens when we dream so we can collapse the separation and embrace the oneness.
Absolutely. And I'll just throw out a little plug there. I'm happy to work with people one-on-one for spirit counseling sessions And you can reach me through, I'm actually building a brand new website, centeroftheoneness.com.
Oh, nice.
And it's up. It's still, you know, I'm merging the angelchannel.com into the centeroftheoneness.com. But I'm happy to work with people and go into a lot more depth in a one-on-one session to help people with their issues. And if you mention that you've heard me on Life Coach Addie, I'm happy to give a 25% discount on any sessions if you mention this show. And I'll just throw out my email address is Tara Sonora. It's T-E-R-R-A-S-O-N-O-R-A at msn.com, and I'd love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm. And so that's Tara Sonora at msn.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Perfect. Thank you. You're very welcome. Thank you, Tara. And I'm just pulling up your website because there's a. It's not .org, right? It's centeroftheoneness.com, not .org.
Yes.
Right.
.com. Okay. Centeroftheoneness.com. And my 2013 schedule is up there. I'm going to be in Naples, Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, May 9th through the 11th, and then I'll be sailing the Caribbean. I can't wait in a few weeks on the big mega ship Allure of the Seas. Can't wait to do that. And then I'll be, doing my East Coast tour in June. I'll be traveling mid-June to end of June throughout the Northeast. I'll be doing channeling groups in New York, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area. And I'll be putting up those details on centeroftheoneness.com.
Okay. Yep. When you work for God, work and play becomes one, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you again, Ade. It was such a pleasure to have this time with you today, and I'm grateful for the opportunity, and it's always fun.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Tara. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You as well. God bless.
God bless. Yes. It's time for Celestial Moment, a later version of Celestial Moment. It's before we release the show. Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan at round one. Hey, Celeste Morgan.
Hello. Hello. That was really beautiful. And we're right on time with the Celestial Moment. So let me get right to it.
We are? Of course we're on time. I mean,
I'll give you a little hint. Mermaids came up. So I'm just going to leave it right there. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day equals 13. Now, 13 is the death card in tarot and a coyote in medicine cards. But we are going to add one more time to see what's hiding underneath 13. 1 plus 3 equals 4. We find a deer in medicine cards representing gentleness. We also learn to walk in authority, for the number 4 shows up as the emperor in tarot cards. The emperor is astrologically connected to the sign of Aries. Bring these energies together, and you have an amazing tool I like to call compassionate power to raise your vibration and those of others simply by reminding us to be the love. Allow that to be your driving force, no matter what. The fourth letter of the alphabet is D, and words like destiny, dreaming, and divine connect us to the magical power 4. Now today, for a special treat, we're going to put the spotlight on the dolphin of the medicine cards. Its number is not 4, it's actually 40. But when you add 4 plus 0, you get 4. So here we go. Dolphin, breathe with me. Breath of the divine, manna of the universe. In oneness, we entwine. Breathing with the divine is our sacred gift. The breath of life is divine, the breathing as us. The dolphin is our teacher, showing us how to breathe between worlds, air and water. The dolphin also teaches us how to release emotions through dolphin breath.
It creates a rhythm and a sound. We have our own sounds, and it's time to express them authentically instead of all this shallow anxiety breathing that drains your energy. So tap the logic and freedom of the air and connect with the emotions of deep waters, and you will find yourself at home between two worlds with tools to transform your energy instead of wasting it. It all starts with your breathing. Exhale, family. All is well. And that's the story of four. Tilt our friend, the dolphin. I'll see you on Wednesday, around 1, for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Celeste. Appreciate you. She'll be back tomorrow around 1 with the Celestial Show. I'm keep practicing your voice. I don't think I got it yet, but I'm working on it.
Good luck with that.
I know, that's right. Let me stick to what I know. All right, Celeste, thanks a lot. Thank you for all you're doing behind the scenes. And we're getting ready to release the show. You're listening to Destiny Muhammad. Destiny Harpist from the Hood. Grace. And we're going to release the show with Carly Jackson. We Are One. I mean, what else needs to be said? It's all been said. You know, we just got to remember who and what we are. Trust the process of life. Know that you are the love that you're looking for. And you have help. There's help, even if you don't see it. As a matter of fact, you want to trust the help you don't see rather than the ones you see. Because the help you see is temporal. The ones you don't see are eternal. Trust the process. Tune in to your inner voice. Ask for guidance. Ask for help. Call on the angels. Call on your ancestors. Call on the ascended masters. It doesn't even have to make sense to you. Because if it makes sense to you, you probably mess it up anyway. Then you try and do it. Just ask. Ask for one. Ask them to support you. You don't have to understand it. Be the change you want to see. We are one. Let's be the love we want to see. And I'm getting ready to release the show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Be love. It is the essence of your being. Be true to yourself and allow the love to flow in and out. Be loved. This is Carly Jackson. We are one. And I'll be back tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. And all the shows are archived. Tomorrow's topic, tomorrow's theme is multiplying the consciousness of truth. That's the theme for May. And so much we got in store for you. Carly Jackson, Carlie, Jackson, Jaxen. I may give you a little bit of something else after Carly Jackson. We are one, and I am out. I love you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace and blessings.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we we are one.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.